Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At 1:20 on Thursdays, we talk to our friend Mark Saltzman about some tech stuff.
The machines are getting smarter. This is Tech Talk, brought to you by Skynet. Technology.
Mark Saltzman is the author of these incredible daily tech tips that you can see on his Twitter feed, at Mark Saltzman, M-A-R-C with an underscore, Saltzman. Mark, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Gary. How you guys doing?
We're good. Good. I was reading this article that you put together regarding ways to find your phones and your keys and your pets and your parked car. It's one of those things that thankfully I have yet to need in terms of like find my devices. But I know that there are plenty of people out there who get their phone stolen or a computer missing, yeah. and they use it to find their stuff. But there's new tips and tricks for that.
Sure. So you don't run around your house with your glasses on your head wondering where your glasses are?
No, thankfully.
That's good.
No.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So yeah, tech can help you find your missing stuff. So I did write an article for USA Today. It's dropping this weekend. I sent you a little preview, by the way. There you go.
Oh, look at that.
A little special treatment on five ways tech can help you find your stuff. So one is, it's been around for a couple of years. These are these little trackers. They usually use Bluetooth connectivity. And then on an app, you can find, it'll make a sound that whatever it's clipped to, like your car keys, your TV remote, your purse, or so on and so forth, your wallet. Some are like credit card size, actually, that can slip in your wallet. So they help you find things in close proximity. The most popular brand is called Tile. And then Apple unveiled their own solution a couple weeks back called AirTags. Same idea. So you use an app, or with Apple's, also your voice, to find things that are maybe just at most a few hundred feet away. And if it's any more than that, it gets a bit tricky, but it has like last remembered location on a map and things like that. But they, you know, range from 20 odd bucks all the way up to 100 for a 4-pack. So Tile trackers or AirTags, those are a good way of finding things that you seem to misplace a lot. The second part of the article looked at pet locators. So to keep your dog, or in some cases your cat, on the premises, if your dog is a wanderer, there are different kinds of GPS enabled collars, and in some cases leashes, but usually they're collars that will allow you to set up a virtual fence so that if your furry friend breaches that fence, whether it's on your property or you're at the beach for the day, for example, you can create one on the go. It notifies you immediately on an app, and then you can track via GPS technology, and in some cases cellular, to find where your dog went. So
that almost seems cruel. If I'm at the beach and I come up with an arbitrary line where the dog can't see it, and then all of a sudden they get zapped.
Well, some dogs are, you know, they're wanderers, and I guess it's the lesser of two evils, but yeah, it's not really fair to tease the dog with this like endless horizon, right? But one of the newest ones is called Halo Collar, and it's endorsed by Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. And this is a dog collar for a dog's about 20 or 25 pounds and up. You need a neck size of about 11 inches and bigger. And it does allow you to create that virtual fence wherever life takes you, not just your own. And then there's a service component as well if you do need to track your dog down. A third way to find your tech is those apps like Find My, it's called, for Apple devices, or just Find My Phone for Android. And the idea is that on all of the other devices that you're logged into the same account, you can find your missing stuff on a map, or you can display a message. So you left your phone in the back of an Uber in LA. You can go home and log into iCloud.com and with that same ID that's on your iPhone, and you can find it on a map. But never try to retrieve a stolen phone without the help of the authorities. It's a great tool. Share it with the police. Say, hey, this is where my device is. you know, let's hopefully they're going to want to help you find it. I don't know. I've heard mixed things.
Well, one of these
don't put your life at risk there. Yeah.
You'll tell us about the Vigilante app, which encourages you to go after the people who've stolen
I've
your
heard
stuff.
Of that. That's awesome. just to round it off, I talked about ways to find your parked car. If you're a bit absent-minded, you're in a busy mall, you're at an amusement park, can't remember where the heck you parked. It happens to a lot of us. So whether it's the Apple Maps app or Google Maps, there's an easy way to even automate it. So whenever you stop driving, it'll put a little push pin on your map so that when you do leave the mall or Disneyland or whatever, it'll help you on foot find your parked car. And then the last part of the article was leveraging smart speakers. So if you have an Alexa device, a Google device, you can actually say the wake word, and then you say, where's my phone? And it'll ring in your home so long as your phone is on the same Wi-Fi network. Chances are it will be. But even if it's on silent or if it's stuck between, you know, the sofa cushions, it'll ring loudly and you'll be able to find your device just using your voice. A lot of people don't know about that little tech trick with your smart speaker. So those are five ways tech can help you find your lost stuff.
Hey, there was a recently near the community college near where I live, there was an e-waste event. There were lines around the blocks for hours, people waiting to get rid of just whatever, you know, old electronic waste that not to throw it in the garbage. We're told to do it for these things. But why is that so special? Why is that such a thing?
Right. Well, for I guess one of the biggest obvious reasons is that there are dangerous substances inside of your old tech. Lead, cadmium, mercury in some cases, beryllium, PVC and all that. And that can leak into the water and soil and the ecosystems. So that's not good, of course. And then if you don't recycle, then when you do buy new tech and it does have precious materials in there like copper and gold and all these precious materials, they have to be mined out of the ground again instead of recycling older stuff. And that also contributes to global warming because you're actually using electricity to it actually costs 90% less energy to recycle tech that's going to go back into like those resources to go back into new tech than what's called primary production. So getting it back out of the ground again. So for those reasons alone, it's important to recycle your old tech at the risk of sounding preachy. And things are getting worse, by the way. According to the UN Global E-Waste Monitor report, things are getting worse. 21% increase in e-waste over the past 5 years. So not good. So what can you do? Go simply to the Environmental Protection Agency's website, epa.gov. And it'll list different ways that you can recycle your tech, whether it's returning it to a big box retailer, maybe there's a community center near you. You'll often be asked to put in your zip code or your address, and it'll show you what you can do. Returning your smartphone to a carrier and all that. But what I also covered in an article, sorry, shameless plug for another USA Today piece that I wrote, is that you want to properly delete your information. So I think a lot of people don't want to recycle their tech because they're worried about a hard drive with their, you know, financial data on there. And I get that. So what I also cover in this article, if you just want to Google e-waste and then my name, Saltzman, my last name, it'll show you how to properly get rid of your information before you recycle it. And don't take a drill or a hammer to the hard drive. You don't want to risk hurting yourself. Even though some people do that, they physically destroy the drive. You don't need to. There's software that'll do it. Same with your phones. If you factory reset your iPhone or Android, it'll get rid of it properly.
Yeah, but there's something satisfying about busting up an old hard drive.
Just be safe.
Wear gloves, wear your eye protection, and you know, all that sort of stuff.
I was envisioning the beginning of, what was that movie, Office Space, where they were like destroying a fax machine or a photocopier with a baseball bat. Remember that? That was a great scene in slow motion.
Mark, as always, thank you. Appreciate it.
You too. Thanks.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.